Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Bill Raggio and Ahmed Shirari of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. So far, we've recorded in Fog of War attacks by men who are associated with the central government. Earlier this year, the Alawites of the coastal region, with reports of large number of casualties. Then we've reported on, in July, attacks on the Druze of Soweto province, another minority, with reports of large casualties. Ahmed, is there reason to believe that other casualties will come from other tribal areas in Syria? Are more people at risk here?
Yes, I mean, I think the issue with the Druze is still unsolved, and I think it requires a lot of time and commitment from both sides to reach a long-lasting solution. But I would also look at northeast Syria and the Kurdish community there. I think that there might be more confrontation in the upcoming days or upcoming weeks. As you may know, there was a deal that was agreed in March to integrate the Kurdish areas into the new Syrian government, into the new Syrian state. But until now, that the implementation of that has been stalling. Mainly due to Sharia's efforts in centralizing power and not giving the Kurds any participation in the political process. So for now, there's been reports that the Kurds are demanding their integration as a military unit into the army, and of course that also creates an issue for Sharia's main backers in Ankara in Turkey, who have rejected this demand and have told Sharia that he should not be sitting down and giving concessions to the Kurds. So I think if these talks do not materialize in the upcoming weeks, I think Turkey will pressure Sharia to pursue a military option against the SDF.
Bill, you have a question.
Ahmed, how do you assess the Kurds' ability to stand up to Sharia's military as well as the Turkish-backed forces in northern Syria? Are they capable of holding back in advance and preventing a slaughter like we witnessed in Soweto and along the coast?
So this depends on multiple factors. And just to make the point clear that this will be different in comparison to what happened in the coast and what happened to the Druze. We're talking about a more capable force, a force that has been trained by the U.S. Army, that has been supplied by the U.S. Army and funded by the U.S., by the United States. But it also involves multiple dimensions. One, whether Turkey will aid Sharia and intervene militarily. Second would be if the Arab tribes within the SDF, if they will join in with the SDF and fight against Sharia's troops. So for now, the SDF totals around 100,000 fighters. But based on assessments, 60% of these forces are Arab tribesmen. And the question is, if there is a war or if there's any confrontation between the SDF and the Syrian government, whether these Arab tribes will side with the SDF or whether they will side with the Syrian government. And of course, if 60% of their military force decides to leave, then they will there will be a massive disadvantage to the Kurds. But I think they are capable of defending some of the Kurdish areas, at least. But it's also important to note that the area they control in northeast Syria has an Arab majority. And so I think they will be able to defend the Kurdish majority areas, but they will definitely suffer in areas where they're not the majority.
I want to understand what is the motive for the Sharia central government. Is this the simple version that I've had over the years? These are Sunni jihadists, and they believe that they have license to kill anyone who is not of their persuasion. Is that what drives them?
I mean, in this case, it's not. The Kurds are Sunnis. I mean, they're not Arab, but they're Sunnis. But I think it's more of an idea or the notion of centralizing power and exerting full control over all Syrian territory. I think in this case, Sharia understands that 30% of Syrian territory cannot be controlled by another force, because he will appear weak again in front of all the other communities. Northeast Syria is also possesses vital gas fields and oil fields primarily. And thus, having it outside of state's control would be a major headache for the future. I think in this case, he's also been being pressured by the Turks. First of all, I mean, I think Sharia does not want war. He understands that the Syrian people are sick of or tired of a 14-year civil war. I think his main ambition right now is to centralize power and establish himself in Damascus, but also to create some sort of stability in Syria, whether it's economic or security or political. But my fear is that Turks are pressuring him into this war because they have an agenda. In this case, they want the SDF out. I mean, they don't want the SDF to control an area that borders Turkey. Again, this depends on how resistant Sharia can be against the Turks, given that they've provided him with economic, financial backing, military backing, and they also have their proxies inside the army. So it will be a tough task for him to, not listen to the Turks when it comes to the Kurdish community in Syria.
Ahmed Sharari of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, reporting on the Long War Journal, routinely on the Syrian darkness visible. Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, my colleague and co-host.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.